took a dump?
So mortified.
Wait, you took a dump and got clogged and you what, climbed out the window?
No,
how did
no,
you
I
get
just,
out
like,
of
left.
There?
I was like, I gotta go home. I gotta go home. So my mom's gonna pick me up.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us. Another podcast episode with my husband, my baby daddy, Max Anderson Fett. Hello. How are you? You came up with that handle,
yeah,
not me.
That's, yeah. Well, it's funny because you had Fit before people started using Fit. Like,
I know. And now
it's a joke. Now,
you know, everyone. Let's just dive in and talk about copycats. You know, I know that what is the saying about people that copy
imitation
you?
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Yeah. I say that's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard. Don't copy me. You know, it's like, I'm just kidding. If you copy my handle, I guess it's fine. But it's not actually that fine. Like, think of your own thing, you know? Like, I feel like so many people copy me. And like, I hate to sound like that. Like, I don't want to be like thinking that everyone tries to do it. But then how many coincidences can you have with people that you put something out and then all of a sudden, look what it, something else is coming up over there that's just another version of like what I just did. And it's kind of like, it gets old. Gets really old. But then I try to think, you know, like I used to work at Under Armour headquarters and I was a trainer there and there were a couple of trainers there that always copied my workouts that I would write for classes and clients. And like I would let them copy, you know, and take it and then teach their own classes and clients my program. But it kind of like after a while got a little bit old. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's you'd rather be copied than not copied, though.
People probably copied off of you in school all the time. You were probably the desk everyone wanted to sit next to.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right behind to the right of Max Anderson. Let me see. Okay. C, E, D.
I would guard my paper. I was the type of student who would
guard my paper. Oh, you nerd. Yeah. I hated people like that.
Because that's just not fair. Like, it needs to be, it's a meritocracy. So, like, don't copy my stuff. Like,
no, that's how
like,
I
you
feel.
You can't, like, piggyback off
professionally,
of my
head, don't copy my shit. Think of your own stuff. Yeah.
Well, like,
do your
I
own
think
research.
In that instance, it's like a little bit obvious of copying. Like adding the word fit isn't most like that's
no,
like
that's
most,
not a good
like,
example. But like
thing.
That's like, not a good yeah. example. That's not a good example. But yeah. like creative content that I put out or like everyone's copying like my Wild Wednesday stuff, which we're going to get into our first segment in today's podcast. It's like I started Wild Wednesday, you know, and then all of a sudden you see everyone else starting these like Wild Wednesday things or like Freaky Friday. I'm like, bitch, that was my idea. I started that. Don't copy it. Like think of your own creative content idea that you could do on your page with your community. And now everyone's like doing it and it's like annoying. But that's just another example. I have a million examples. I won't blow people's spots up.
Yeah, well, thinking for yourself is very difficult.
Certainly is.
Yeah. That's why people don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard.
Let's dive into asking some Wild Wednesday questions to you. Do you consume my Instagram content in Wild Wednesday?
Wild Wednesday is a hard pass for me. Anytime I see
you're not my demographic.
Well, correct. But it's not even that you. It's anytime I go on someone's stories and I see like 1,000 little ants across the top. I'm like, there's zero chance I'm getting through this. It could be something that I'm like dying to, I've wanted to see for like years. I'm like, nope, no way.
It's like too daunting
I'm exiting
to you?
No way. That's not, yeah. Yeah. So it's nothing personal.
Okay. No.
But
no,
some
no.
of them are good though. It's like really, I'll like watching some of them. I'm
some
like,
of them
are
so
really good.
Good.
Yeah. These are
like,
really
I think it's like the new, like, you know how like back in the day when we would like grab a, like Us Weekly and we would like take it to the pool or take it to the gym or like, flip through it through lunch. You're just kind of like looking at like clothes and like pop culture and stuff. It's just like easy read. That's like entertaining. That's why I feel like the replacement on people that do like creative, in my opinion, stuff like this on social media, it's like replaced that, you know, like Dumois account, for example, or House and Habits account. It's like, that's my new, like, I don't really do the Dumois thing because I don't really care about celebrities, but I do love following House and Habit. Like that's my jam now. Yeah. Like I would never read a magazine. House and Habit, I'll find you, girl. Every day I'll try to catch up if I can. Find her on Instagram. You won't regret it. You're welcome. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you while doing the deed? This is a Wild Wednesday topic a few weeks ago. What is the most embarrassing that's happened to you, Max, while doing the deed? It doesn't have to be while doing the deed with me.
Oh, well, it is with you.
Feel luckily. Free to share.
Luckily, it is with you.
Don't say anything too embarrassing for me.
Well, it wasn't your fault. It was my fault.
Okay.
Do you remember the story about the... Remember, we it happened, and then I felt so bad, and then we Googled it, and we're
Wait,
like, no, there's
happened?
Actually a word for this. We'll save the word for the end. Okay, remember whenever we were living in Eldon? And
that was my favorite house we ever lived in.
Yeah.
I love that place. This house a little bit better, but I was just thinking about that place yesterday.
Yeah.
I loved that house. It was tiny, $2,000 a month. We thought it was so expensive.
It is. It was.
That's nothing.
Yeah. But no, so remember we were, I think after Mackenzie was born, or you were pregnant. Were you pregnant with him in that house? Or
God, that makes the story even worse if I was pregnant and you did this to me. Are you talking about the,
right?
What are you talking about?
Anyway, I'm cooking and you're like, you weren't into me. I think this is why I want to say you were pregnant, because I was like, oh, here is my chance. I was like, I get no chances. I got to drop everything I'm doing and take this chance. So I was cooking and, you were like, hey, whatever. You said, hey, come upstairs. I'm like, okay, I'm coming upstairs. So we come upstairs and we're going down on you and we have sex. And then the whole time, I'm just like thinking, I'm like, man, this is like so spicy. I'm like, this is like
my
so.
My vagina?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, it's like so hot. I'm like, with my hands. And like, I'm like, it was almost like you had just, you know, you like had like just did like mouthwash or something and it almost like desensitizes like your inside of your mouth and you were like, something. And then like then we started having sex and I'm like, this is so spicy. Like my dick is on fire. Like, do you remember this? My dick is on fire. We had to stop having sex. I'm like, what is happening?
My vagina was on fire.
Your vagina was on fire. We weren't saying anything. We were just like going out for like 5 minutes or whatever. And then all of a sudden we're just like, I was the first one to say something.
Yeah,
I'm like, why is it burning? Like, why is my dick on fire right now? And you're like, oh, my pussy's on fire. My brush is on fire. And then like, I was like going back and I'm like, that's so weird. And I was like, well, maybe I brushed my teeth or something. And then what I failed to realize was that I was peeling jalapenos for this meal I was making downstairs. And it was all over my hands.
And shocker, he didn't wash his hands.
And I didn't wash my hands. And it's called jalapenos. And we Googled it and we're like, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. And then it was like, oh, it's called jalapenos. So like,
yeah,
like,
so basically.
Oh, my dick was on fire.
If I remember correctly.
Like,
yeah.
It was
we're
burning.
Like, wait, why is this burning so much? Like, what's the problem? What's the problem? We like hop in the shower. We figure out finally it was the jalapenos that he was cutting downstairs. He didn't wash his hands. And he came here and stuck his fingers in my vag. Like,
it
lit me up. It's like light a fucking
mouth.
Torch and just take it to my bed.
It's like my mouth was hot, my hands were hot, my dick was. I was like, she's got something wrong with her. She's diseased. Like, she's got
this.
She's cheating on me.
Me.
I knew it.
So then we like grab milk. I think we had like almond milk in the fridge. We're like pouring like milk.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to cool it down. It was like flaming.
It was so hot. I would never wish that upon my worst enemies.
Yeah, but then we did Google it. And then I've done that. People send that in for Wild Wednesday about the jalapeno.
Yeah, someone
thing.
Said jalapenos.
It was
a
bunch of entries that said it. So it wasn't just us.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't us. You Google it, and it's like the first thing that comes up is like, WebMD, jalapenos. No, but it's like, we weren't the only ones.
I'm so sorry about the flies, guys. They're super annoying. Okay, what's the most embarrassing sex moment for me? I can't
share. That wasn't it, I guess.
I can't share. I can't think of it. What are other embarrassing moments that happened with us having sex?
Oh, there's a really funny story.
When our buttons started humping your leg?
Oh, yeah. Buttons used to.
My dog, when we first started dating, I had this amazing Shih Tzu. I'm like still in love with her and she's been dead for like years. But when we first started dating, I still had her. She was still alive. She was this little like 9-pound Shih Tzu. And she was used to, it was just like me and her, you know? So when I started dating Max, like he came in, we were fucking in my bed. And Buttons would get real heated, you know? Like she'd get like really excited that this was going on. And she would like feel left out. So she'd like hop up on the bed, like mount on Max's like calf and just start. And Max would be like, I'm like, Buttons, get down. Now I'm never going to get off. Just mess everything up.
One of the funniest stories of all time was whatever. I mean, I'm twice your size. So
yeah.
And when I'm on top, it's
people
a lot
ask
of,
me
lot
about
of
that
weight.
In DMs, by the way. It's like, how do you guys have sex? Like you're so small and he's so big.
Well, I'm very flattered. I'm not that big. Like,
yeah. Well,
thank
I'm
you.
Not that. I'm not that. Yeah, that I don't think I'm that small, yeah, but like people are like, doesn't he crush you?
This is the funny story. Remember the time when you were like, I was on top and we were having sex. And then you were trying to be sexy. So you like got up and like went to whisper in my ear. And at the same time you were going to whisper something in my ear, I like moved around and like put a bunch of my weight on you. I was crushing you.
I was like suffocating.
Yeah, I was crushing you momentarily as you were trying to talk dirty to me. And you were like, do you like it? It was like the creepiest. It was such a creepy voice. Because like, imagine if you're being like pressed. You know what I mean? Like, imagine if someone's pressing you. Like, you just got the wind knocked out of you. And you're like, do you like it? You're like, you talk like an old man. And you're like, do you like that? So funny. I was like, I like stopped. And I was like, that was creepy. I was like, no, I don't. That was... No, now I'm lost, and please never do that
now
again.
Now my dick is
timing.
Soft.
Timing's everything. Because if you would have said it normally, like any other time, but like it was the time, you know, I was like,
you like when I talk dirty, don't you? Though normally,
no, not in particular. I mean,
you like it.
I'm not really. I'm not a sexual being. Really, I look at myself. I'm like, that's not really like something I'm like. I don't, that's not how I kind of define myself. I'm just like, you know, it's like I don't think like just talking dirty.
Any of us
me.
Define ourselves that way.
I think a lot of people do.
In the moment, you know, when I like throw a couple your way, you're like, ah, you're so sexy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are so sexy. I mean, like, yeah. I think I said this last podcast. You're so sexy, you make me feel ugly.
I'm not sexy now. I just got a chemical peel. My face is like on fire and so tight.
Yeah, that
so if
was
I look
interesting timing for that.
If I look horrible right now, yeah. It's because I just got a chemical peel. So sorry. Next question. Wild/horrific dating app stories. Do you have any of these? I don't have any. Okay, I probably do. I probably have a ton, but I can't actually think of any. And I don't want to talk about other guys in front of Max. I feel bad.
Yeah.
They all suck anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't, like, it's been so long since I was.
I know. It is kind of hard to remember, like, too. Like, do you remember, like, before? It's kind of hard. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it bears forgetting, too, because it's like, you know.
I remember I had this one guy I was dating that, like, I was trying to break up with, and he, like, stalked me, and I was living with a roommate. His name was Dave. And he was like fucked up and like trying to like get me to like talk to him and take him back or whatever. And he showed up at my house and Dave was in the kitchen cooking. And I heard this like pounding on the door and this guy was like really tall. So at the top of the door, there was like little windows and he was like on his tippy toes. And you just see like his eyes like, Nancy, where are you? And like Dave's in the kitchen cooking. And I was like right outside of the kitchen. There was like a half like bar, like breakfast bar. And I just like dropped behind the bar and I like was like on my knees, like hiding behind the bar. And I was like, Dave, don't tell him. Don't tell him I'm here. And you just heard like Dave in the kitchen, like flipping his eggs. Like, she's not here, dude. Like, he's like, let me in, Dave. Stop messing around.
I took a dump one time at a girlfriend's house and got clogged. I got embarrassed and just left. Didn't say anything.
Wait, you took a dump?
So mortified.
Wait, you took a dump and got clogged and you climbed out the window?
No,
how did
no,
you
I
get
just,
out
like,
of there?
Left. I was like, I gotta go home. So my mom's gonna pick me up.